This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about Joycast.
Queer Geeks of Oz is back again. The third panel in 3 years at one of the biggest pop culture geek conventions in the Southern Hemisphere. LGBTIQ geeks and nerds talking about geeky things and the importance of representation in comics and video games. Featuring a panel of special guests, including Joy's own Dylan, host of Countercultured, and Sonia, host of Sci-Fi and Scream. Queer Geeks of Oz, this Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. For more details, head to joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream and subscribe to the Sci-Fi and Scream podcast via iTunes.
Unicorns. Sure.
Okay. So what do you think of
Harry
that?
Potter.
Yes,
unicorns.
Unicorn fan?
Well, I guess so, but I was never sort of that, you know, I don't know. I think I leaned more towards Stevie Nicks than
yes.
You know, Olivia Newton-John, I liked her, but I didn't have like rainbows and unicorns in my bedroom. No.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes people just need fresh.
Yeah,
or decompress.
20 years.
Go be a real person for a while and then come back again.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'll just do an intro. We're an LGBTIQ radio show.
Okay.
Broadcaster of Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Okay. So, yeah, it's really great to get to talk to you.
Thank you. Excellent,
Terry. So I'll just do the intro thingy to start with. So this is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. And yes, it's Oz Comic Con weekend. It is a feast of delightful people from all around the world coming to get their geek on. And of course, that includes a lot of fans. And one of the great guests that we have here on the show today is, of course, Terry Farrell. Probably most well-known to all of you are Trekkie. Well, Tracker fans. I'm not sure if they call themselves Trackies or Trackers.
I don't either.
Deeps.
Either one.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine. That's the big one for our listeners, of course. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Sonia.
That's great. So it's a long way to come to Melbourne to talk about, well, Star Trek and that experience. And Becca, of course, Carla is a... Sorry, Carla. Carla's a fan.
Thank you very much.
Funny.
Both jobs are amazing. Were amazing experiences. Now you have to forgive me, though, because I have been awake for such an awfully long time.
Oh, when did you fly in today?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We left on Tuesday in America.
Right.
And we somehow lost Thursday altogether, so we figure we time traveled.
It is actually time traveling.
It is.
People don't realize, but actually scientifically it is time traveling.
Yeah, because we absolutely lost an entire day.
You'd lose time.
So bizarre.
Look, first day, what happened?
And I shaved my legs, and I'm telling you, there was still hair, like extra hair. Like, I shouldn't have to shave today, but...
It's like Memento. Have you seen that film? Not as bad.
A long time ago. Yeah. Ooh.
We'll just check in the mirror later.
Yeah.
For anything that's different. But yeah, look, let's look
if at... If I have tattoos, I'm going to get really worried.
I know a good removalist.
Okay, good.
She is good. But Star Trek Deep Space Nine. How awesome. When did you realize that this was going to be impacting on your life forever?
I think when I read for it, because when I was a kid, the reruns, in the 60s, I was born in 63, so even the reruns in the mid 60s,
isn't it?
Oh, sure.
It's always playing something.
But I was little and I didn't know it was reruns.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm. And then it was young enough that all of the now the effects would not be as impressive as
they were. Pretty cool though.
At the time they were really cool, right? Yeah, and the aliens were so cool. I wanted to be one of those aliens with the dews and the lashes.
I just remember rocks that
green
used to
skin.
Move.
Yeah.
Tribbles.
Okay, Tribbles.
The Tribbles.
Okay, do you remember the guys with the brains on the outside?
No, I don't remember those.
They ruined pork rinds for me. I remember we were eating. Well, I'm from Iowa.
Oh,
so we're
gosh.
Eating pork rinds.
You're a vegetarian.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought maybe that would have driven you too.
No.
Vegetarian.
Meat all the time.
That's okay.
No, I know. I tried, but
no,
it's just.
We've all tried.
Yes, we've all tried. I'm an omnivore, and especially once a month, I just have to have some beef. Yeah. Some really good ribeye steak.
Fair enough. That's what we have to do. Yes, some of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't condone, you know, killing cows, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Okay.
Well, no, some people like to think that if you eat meat, it should be because you've killed it yourself. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not running out to kill a cow. No.
I just wouldn't know where to start.
Oh, my personally. Word. They're like puppies. It'd be terrible.
No, they are. No. Big eyes.
Yeah. We digress.
Yeah, we do. But look at, what a career spanning all that time and modeling and being so gorgeous and beautiful and being
Thank you.
And thank you. Things.
And rendering you speechless. Yes.
I am a bit speechless, Carla. You got any questions?
My son Max is here. Max, do you have a question?
Unicorns.
Unicorns.
Sure.
Okay. So what do you think about
Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yes, unicorns.
Unicorn fan?
Well, I guess so, but I was never sort of that, you know, I don't know. I think I leaned more towards Stevie Nicks than
I see.
You know, Olivia Newton-John, I liked her, but I didn't have like rainbows and unicorns in my bedroom. No.
I have a zombie unicorn.
You do?
Yeah, for the show we have a mascot. It's a zombie unicorn.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It's a gay zombie unicorn, too.
It's a gay zombie unicorn.
Because you need a gay zombie unicorn. It's only fair.
And is it gender-specific gay? Or it's just in general gay?
It's they.
It's they.
They.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
You have to. You know.
Okay. Okay. Like, sure.
Okay.
I liked in Harry Potter that the unicorns bled silver. That silvery magic stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't want them to bleed. I didn't mean it
like
that.
No, we don't want that.
But they were magical.
They are. And, of course, Legend is that film, the Ridley Scott film.
Oh, yes.
That had a unicorn dying in it. Now, that's 30th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
I love that movie with the wonderful
I haven't seen it forever.
Tim Curry. Isn't that awesome, though?
Oh, Tim Curry was amazing.
It doesn't need a reboot. It just needs a re-release. Now? He sadly had a terrible stroke in 2012.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, he's still rehabilitating. He's still recovering. I know for a man like that, it must be tough.
Oh, my God.
He's
gosh.
So talented. Yeah. Oh. I saw him at the Tonys. I didn't personally, but I
goodness.
Saw the pictures.
Oh, he's amazing. He played the clown in
It.
Oh, my gosh.
Creepiest. I love creepy clowns.
He was perfect cast for
you. You can get a clown. Did you know this? No. Did you hear this? In Sydney, there's this company that they do zombie affairs or not zombie affairs, like a parliamentary thing. But
right.
maybe we need that. I don't know. Maybe we already have it. But they organize zombie hire.
Yeah. You guys are unique.
Yeah, I know, Tony Abbott.
Wonderful.
But they do a zombie hire thing. Yeah. So you can have a zombie to go to your party or a group of zombies if you've got money to go to your party and have a zombie party, you know, like to entertain people.
Have really good makeup and everything.
Yeah. Because
really?
They're all like people from film and prop companies.
Proper actors and stuff.
Yeah, unemployed.
They
end up in zombie hire.
Unemployed that night because they're. Yeah.
It's called zombie hire.
Yeah.
So they're doing a zombie clown.
Ew.
And it stalks you.
Oh.
Even better. So what happens is for someone's birthday or a special treat,
and then,
a special treat.
We're going to send you to the insane asylum.
Well, that comes later. But we're going to hire a zombie clown to stalk you.
We don't
tell you, but it's a party. I mean, it's like a birthday. I think it's a beautiful gift.
Oh, I think I'd.
I think
little,
it says I love you.
I need a little therapist insurance on the side because being stalked.
But well, it's a zombie clown, so it's not real, obviously.
But wouldn't that be scary? I think I'd be scared.
Maybe for Max's
21st. Especially if it looked like.
I'm not saying you're 20 now, but you know, maybe when you are old enough, 18, maybe. 18.
Yeah.
Might be suitable.
Right now he's 11, so please.
Oh, okay.
Give him 13. A break right now. Yeah.
13th birthday. Well, Lisa, back to you. Sci-fi,
what?
Everything.
Sci-fi, everything.
What are you going to be doing at Oz Comic Con?
I am... You know what? I really don't know. I've never been to this Comic-Con before, and I'm really excited about it because I have Max here, and he's really interested in more than Star Trek. He likes anime.
Anime, of course, yeah.
And he just loves being a part of it. So he loves that I was in Star Trek, not because he's a Star Trek fan, but because he gets to come with me and see all the anime and other things that he likes.
It's called nepotism.
Yeah, but it, you know, and he doesn't throw it around. He doesn't throw it around. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I know. You can be nice to him just because he's nice.
Hmm. Where does that come from, I wonder? So what will you be doing? There's heaps of wonderful guests. You've got... Well, I spoke to Naomi Grossman here before, just a moment ago. 2 minutes.
She was?
Yeah, so it was great seeing Piper, American Horror Story.
No, okay, this would be a reason for me to come is to meet Piper.
Well, she sat just
there. I mean Pepper. What am I saying?
Pepper. She sat just there.
She sat just
there. I know her.
An amazing actress.
Incredible.
When I saw her picture, I almost fell over. I'm like, oh my God, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
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 It's incredible.
Whoa.
Freaks.
Yeah.
We've all seen the Todd Browning movie. How awesome.
Oh.
And she based, Zlesh. Zlesh, the little creature.
Oh.
Freaks.
No.
Made in 1930s. Amazing.
No.
Full of freaks.
Awesome. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
is it disturbing?
Browning. It is very, because it's black and white, and it's just one of the first sound films. It's just...
Oh, you're kidding.
When Hollywood was really interesting.
Right? Oh, so she based the character
just
on...
before the Hays Code came in. So lots of interesting films were made.
Whoa.
Todd Browning's Freaks.
Okay.
Check it out.
Remember that, Max.
You might be too young.
I'll watch it. Yeah, he would not be watching American Horror Story with
me.
No,
not yet.
Mm-mm.
Not yet until they do the anime.
Not ever.
They might do an anime. Well, Terry, we do have to wrap it up.
I know. What happened this time?
I don't know. But you can be Dax for a moment.
I'll be Dax for a moment. Yep. And I will say I'm really hoping that Michael Dorn gets to pull this Captain Worf show off that he's trying to get off the ground.
When's that?
Right now he's trying to make it happen. He's got to get the rights from Paramount and everything. So good. I'm really hoping that it happens because I said, of course.
Yeah.
With our chemistry.
There.
I don't have to be Dax. I think I should be a Klingon. Right?
You could be.
I'm badass enough. Yeah.
People can suspend
it. It's makeup.
Disbelief.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't look like me with Klingon makeup, would I?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You'd have to go into another name in the credits, though.
Yeah, I could use my dad's last name.
Perfect. I won't tell anyone.
Okay.
Just in this podcast.
I'm not going to say it right now.
But before we do end it all, because they're going to throw me out soon, I want you to do a station ID for us. As yourself, as Terry Farrell.
Right.
And for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
On what?
Joy.
Joy.
Joy
94.9. That's it. Sci-Fi and Squeam.
That's it.
Okay. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.5.
Nice.
Joy. No, 94.9.
Yes.
Joy.
And you are?
I am Terry Farrell, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9. Joy, 94.9.
That's awesome. I got so much there. That's great. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
Hope you
love Melbourne. It's putting on the sun for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Naomi Grossman. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on
99.5.
94.9. I'm a pinhead. What can I say?
You're a what? Sorry.
I'm a pinhead.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I leave that in?
Nerds. Gay nerds. Lesbo geeks. Geeks. And much more. The Gay Zombie Gay Unicorns Zombie presents
Queer Geeks of Oz
2015.
So what's going to be different about this year's Queer Geeks of Oz, Sonia?
Different people.
Only in Melbourne.
At Oz Comic Con 2015. Queer Geeks of Oz.
Oz Comic Con.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you
some nerdy behaviour of the queer bent and super gay kind.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
At Oz Comic Con 2015.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia.
Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member
at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.